Still a lot to do after bathing site report. The bathing water quality at a popular river site in Wallingford has improved from poor to sufficient, the latest Environment Agency report has said. Wallingford Beach became the second designated bathing site on the River Thames in May 2024, meaning it is tested weekly during the summer season and given a rating based on Environment Agency standards. This summer, the bathing site has been upgraded from a poor rating to sufficient, meaning it meets the minimum standards of bathing water regulations. South Oxfordshire District Council's River Thames champion, Joe Robb, said, "While the classification is an improvement on last year, which is to be celebrated, a rating of sufficient means there is still a lot to do to reach excellent, where the water is clean and of the highest quality." The bathing area at Wallingford is impacted by what flows from upstream. There is a large catchment area upstream of Wallingford Beach, which includes sewage treatment works, as well as rivers and streams that receive runoff from both urban and rural areas. We are relying on the Environment Agency and Thames Water working together to identify sources of pollution and take action to eliminate these for the good of all river users and our wildlife. The results are based on the last 4 years of testing by the Environment Agency, which monitors for two types of bacteria which indicate pollution, E. coli and intestinal enterococci. Tests are taken weekly during the bathing season, generally from May to September, and all results are published on the individual bathing sites' online profiles on the GovUK website. Charity Thames 21 championed the site's designation as a bathing site last year, as frequent water testing during the season from May to September puts pressure on water companies to maintain cleaner waterways and keeps river users informed of how safe it is to enter the water. Aggie Hodges, Bathing Water Development Officer for Thames 21, said, "It's great news for both people and wildlife that Wallingford Beach has achieved sufficient bathing water status this season. With only one other inland river site rated above poor this year, the result highlights the significant challenges facing England's rivers and the importance of this progress on the Thames at Wallingford. We hope to see further improvement in water quality and for Wallingford to demonstrate that healthy rivers are within reach." The other designated bathing site on the Thames is in Wolvercote, which received a poor rating for the second year in a row. Wallingford was the only inland bathing site which was rated above a poor. In the national picture, 392 out of 449 bathing sites were rated good or excellent, which equates to 87%, an improvement on last year's season. The number of sites rated poor went down from 37 last year to 32 in the most recent season.